I'm Drew Dawson with your midday GPB headlines. Georgians who buy health insurance through healthcare.gov will likely pay more in 2019, but Georgia Health News reports the proposed rate increases are much smaller than last year, when some insurers raised rates by 50%. State Insurance Department has until August 21st to approve the rates. Open enrollment begins on November 1st. Atlanta Mayor Keisha Lance Bottoms has appointed the city's first ever chief education officer. Aliyah Batia, whose appointment was announced yesterday, will work with Atlanta Public Schools and community leaders to help improve access to education for students. One of her first major tasks will be to create a citywide children's savings account program for every child entering kindergarten. Batia will also collaborate with government agencies to ensure that public schools are a priority for infrastructure investment and public safety. Her appointment as chief education officer goes into effect next week. A controversial development on the edge of Piedmont Park has been scrapped. The Atlanta Beltline and Invest Atlanta said last week they would no longer move forward with plans to sell public land at the corner of 10th and Monroe to a developer. This after neighbors objected to the plan calling for more than 700 parking spaces and higher density development next to Beltline. A Georgia-made movie topped the box office this weekend. Marvel's Ant-Man and the Wasp earned $161 million worldwide. That's almost triple what the first Ant-Man film made when it opened 3 years ago. Both movies were shot in Georgia in 2014 and 2017, respectively. And some students in the Clayton County School District have received some national recognition and a $10,000 check for their efforts to feed classmates who are poor. Students at Babb Middle School in Forest Park started a Backpack Buddies program where they raised money to buy food and then packaged it for needy children to take home. CBS 46 reports that Lead to Feed rewarded the students with a check to help. According to the Clayton County School District, 40% of students in their schools live below the poverty line. Last school year, over 2,000 students were homeless. And in sports, four members of the Atlanta Braves were selected for this year's Major League Baseball All-Star Game. Ozzie Albies, Freddie Freeman, Nick Markakis, and pitcher Mike Foltynewicz will join fellow National Leaguers for the July 17th game at the Nationals Park in Washington, D.C. For more of today's news, visit our website, gpbnews.org, and follow us on Facebook and Twitter at GPB News.